Kushner turned to Mitchell, saying again that he wanted him to assume the chairman's title. In the wake of the shareholder rebuke, Mitchell announced that he had pondered the matter and had decided that he didn't want the position. After all, the vote against him had been second only to that against Eisner himself. He'd already been criticized as being too closely identified with Eisner and beholden to him. As a Nobel laureate and esteemed former senator, he had his reputation to consider. The discussion turned to two other potential candidates, Robert Matschullat, the chairman of Clorox, a relatively new board member and former head of investment banking at Morgan Stanley, and Gary Wilson, the chairman of Northwest Airlines and former Disney chief financial officer. The board thought Wilson and Matschullat's financial skills would complement Eisner's creative instincts. But before either of these suggestions could gain any traction, Eisner brought the discussion to a halt. "Maybe I'll just trigger my out now," he said, in effect threatening to quit and exercise his breach of contract provisions. He turned to Mitchell. "George, I really want you to do this." At least some directors were stunned by what they considered Eisner's naked exercise of power. It was clear to them that Eisner wouldn't be comfortable with a business executive who might actually challenge him, and that he preferred the more malleable former politician. Eisner denied this, saying it was John Bryson who insisted on Mitchell's being chairman, and that he never threatened to exercise his contract provisions. At this juncture, Eisner suggested that he and Mitchell leave the room for a private conversation. As they walked in the hall, Eisner put his arm around Mitchell and insisted that, "You're the only guy I can work with. Anyone who can bring an end to 600 years of fighting in Ireland can handle the Walt Disney board," flattering Mitchell even as he cajoled him into taking the position. "We need your common sense," he argued. Just before 9 p.m., Disney issued a press release. The board of directors, mindful of the shareholder vote today, announced that it is separating the positions of CEO and chairman. Effective immediately, the board created the position of chairman of the board. The board has unanimously elected former Senator George Mitchell to serve in that non-executive position. While making this change in governance, the board remains unanimous in its support of the company's management team and of Michael Eisner, who will continue to serve as chief executive officer. Despite the professed support for Eisner, there was no mistaking the board's action. Nearly 20 years into his reign, Michael Eisner had been deposed as Disney's chairman. Though exhausted by the day's historic events, that night Eisner appeared on ABC's Nightline to defend himself against Roy and Gold, who vowed to press their campaign. It was galling, really, that the Disney-owned ABC network would even devote a program to the Disney vote, and no doubt it was yet further retaliation by Ted Koppel, still angry about the David Letterman affair. Still, if he was going to have Roy and Gold on the show, Eisner was determined to have his say. Then Eisner joined Mitchell, and the two flew in the Disney jet to New York, an opportunity for Eisner to further cement their new relationship. The next morning, Eisner awoke to page one headlines, "Defied in vote, Disney leader loses one post," New York Times. "Eisner loses 43% of vote. Rebuked by shareholders weakens CEO's grip, may spark board shift,"